This is your Big Rapids Daily News Podcast for April 4th, 2018. Icy road conditions Tuesday caused two car accidents in Mecosta County. The first happened on southbound U.S. 131 near 14 Mile Road. Deputies say a 20-year-old female driver lost control of her vehicle, left the road, and struck several small trees. She was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The second accident occurred on 15 Mile Road near 165th Avenue. Police say a 35-year-old woman from Illinois was traveling westbound on 15 Mile Road when she lost control of her car, went off the road, and struck a tree. She was taken to Spectrum Health Big Rapids Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A mid-Michigan sheriff will not face any criminal charges after he left his gun in a school locker room. The Mecosta County Prosecutor's Office determined Isabella County Sheriff Michael Main broke no laws when he left his backup gun at Shepherd Middle School in March. A student found the weapon and told the teacher. Main apologized, saying that he was devastated with his lack of accountability. Main used the locker room to change from his street clothes into his uniform and thought that he put his gun back into his bag. Some new crash tests from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety show, for the most part, car makers are doing a much better job in designing vehicles to withstand a fairly common type of crash. Five vehicles, including the Chevy Equinox, GMC Terrain, Jeep Compass, received good ratings in the test that mimics hitting a tree or utility pole. Institute senior research engineer Becky Miller says the Mitsubishi Outlander Sport and Ford Escape had significant problems, including a passenger airbag that didn't deploy. Miller expects the issues to be resolved when the vehicles are updated. And that's your Big Rapids Daily News Podcast.